In 1922, home economist and motoring advocate Elizabeth Hallam Bone asked in a Motor magazine article why automotive advertisers were not actively reaching out to female consumers, whom she termed the power behind the man car hunting and the power that makes the sale. 2 months earlier, as the first woman to speak at the National Automobile Chamber of Commerce Advertising Managers meeting in Chicago, she chided the advertising industry on the same. But Bone was not offering a criticism based only on her experience. To appeal to the managers, who were all men, she brought data with her from studies she'd undertaken. She had polled 500 women on the subscription list of a women's magazine and found that 51% owned their own cars and 8% owned more than one. And yet, after surveying 100 New York car dealers, she concluded that the automotive industry made no effort to sell to women, even though her data showed that women influenced 75% of retail car sales. Why then, she asked the advertising managers, did ad copy not speak to the female buyer? Women, she pointed out, were rarely the subject of automotive ads. When selling automobiles, Bone wondered, why was the auto industry not reaching out to the power that makes the sale?